Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Welcome and thanks for listening. I'm at the BEI conference here in Denver, Colorado, and with me now is Len Horning, and Len is with Successful Exit LLC, an aptly named company because we're at the annual conference where this group, BEI, Business Enterprise Institute, is putting on an annual conference of continuing education for about 125 people who have chosen to spend their weekend here sharpening their saw, learning more about exit planning techniques, getting up to date on things. And Len's from Madison, Wisconsin, and he's joining us this morning. So, Len, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill.
Len, you mentioned a little bit about your specialty. Before we get into that, tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Well, I'm 36 years in the industry as a financial services and insurance advisory, but I have a specialty background in retirement plans and executive benefits. I actually had my own firm doing design, funding, and administration of qualified plans when the 401k regs first came out in 1981.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm dating myself here. But and had a staff of 8 at one point, and then subsequently disbanded the admin side, and I do the consulting work. But I have a pretty robust retirement plan practice, and have kind of grown and matured with my clients who are starting to, or have been 9 years ago. Our surveys were telling us that contractor businesses that we serve in particular, exit planning was a hot topic. It was something that we wanted to pursue, and was just a natural progression for my practice.
So you work with a lot of people in the construction industry, a lot of companies, right?
Yeah, about 65% of my clients are construction related. In fact, 16 years ago, we formed a construction resource network. We surveyed our contractor businesses, about 150 of them in the Metro Madison area, and found out who their current advisor services were, if they were happy with the services, and kind of interesting results. And we found it wasn't uncommon for contractors to have 2 or 3 different banking relationships. 2 or 3 different law firms that represented them, and in the same vein, they were all telling us they wanted single source information. They wanted it more frequently than they were getting it, and in some cases, even willing to pay for it. And so we actually sought out those firms that kept rising to the top as being well respected by the peer group of contractor businesses, and said we're looking to create a strategic alliance of firms that are dedicated to the trades, and so we formed Construction Resource Network. And the interesting thing is we continue to do those surveys. So 9 years ago, exit planning was coming up as a hot topic for our contractor businesses. And they had some very unique issues related to exit planning. And I guess the best example I can give is, how does a road builder transition his company to next generation owners without putting them at significant risk in retirement, because they're equipment intensive and the bond intensive, and so you could put the owner at significant risk if they want to leverage their financials for the bonding, or you put the successor owners at significant disadvantage because they can't win business without bond capability. So it's a planning process and it takes time, and we were able to uncover some things there.
It's a lot more complex than just, say, a manufacturing company. When you have the bonding requirements and the tail liabilities, and a lot of these owners are saying, I just want to get out from under all that risk, right?
Exactly. Sooner or later, everybody gets to a position where growing assets is not as critical as preserving, protecting, and distributing income. So there is, construction is significant owner risk, and we need to try and transition that in the best way we can.
So it sounds like you've put together a tremendous resource for construction or contractor-based companies with the resources group. What are some of the other resources that they would find in that would be helpful to them, I guess?
The interesting thing that we found is we've kind of, and I'm a little bit biased, but I think we've got some of the best minds in construction and within our resource network, and so we can assist with anything from some of the softer side of the exit plans, particularly with family businesses, to helping create valuations, value drivers, profit enhancement, the types of things that companies need to address to maximize value and transition business to the parties that they're choosing at the time that they're choosing and at the right price.
Well, what a great idea. Now, how do your construction clients find those resources for that particular resource group?
Well, our website is www.constructionresourcenetwork.com. We have a pretty robust mailing list, and we have a number of executive briefings. We do an annual profit planning symposium once a year. Our newsletter is fairly frequent, and we try and address the types of topics that are just in time for our contractor businesses. We've got an advisory board that helps set the tone for the type of topics. We're doing one in September on Generation X, Y Gens, and how to recruit, retain, reward, because there's a significant labor shortage in construction right now. A lot of talent left the industry after 2008, and companies are trying to regroup and bring the type of talent and skill sets that are needed now.
Give us that. What's that website one more time?
It's www.constructionresourcenetwork.com.
So listeners, if you're in the construction business, if you're around the construction business, and you're tired of working with advisors who dabble in this business, go to this website and find out the resources of people that have been focusing on this particular area. You'll probably pick up a lot of great ideas at the very least, and get to meet some other advisors who really specialize in areas that can help you. Now, you're here at BEI, this conference, because of your interest in really helping these business owners to someday exit their businesses. A lot of people are saying, that's on my mind. You know, I don't know when, but I know how I got into this thing, but I don't know how the heck I'm going to get out of it. And I need somebody who's going to help me with the organized process. So what do you learn at a conference like this, Len?
Well, we aligned with BEI as a supporting organization to deliver on exit plans for their clients because of the wealth of talent and resources and advisory services, much like the way we formed Construction Resource Network. So we've learned some interesting things. 70% of transfers are to insiders, and they never have money. And so we focus very often, especially if we have enough time, on helping business owners, not just construction companies, but business owners in general, extract wealth from their businesses prior to retirement. In the short span of 8 years that I've been really focusing all my efforts to the exit planning process, we learned a few things, and one of them is that a sale of a business is not necessarily the most tax efficient and the most cash flow efficient, not only for seller but for buyer. And the significant impact of debt and what's required for successor owners to be effective. If business owners want to maximize the highest value they can achieve from their business, in all likelihood, they're going to wind up taking back paper of some sort.
Right.
So that essentially, they're going to be a creditor owner or a creditor to the successor owners. And so it's really important that they allow that next generation owner to succeed and prosper. And it's hard to do that with the impact of debt service and funding that debt service out of after-tax profits.
Yeah, if you think it's hard to run and grow a business, try exiting the business while somebody else is trying to run and grow the business. And the M&A people we talk to, the people that sell businesses and buy businesses, say that they weight the management team as the strongest component when they're trying to shop a business around to buyers. And so why wouldn't you as a listener really focus on your management team and get them up and running? It's going to be all up to them someday.
You know, it's really paramount. The one other thing I've learned is the critical importance of successor management. I don't care what ownership transition expires, if it's ESOPs, insider buyout, family members, third-party sale, the critical importance of a motivated, experienced management team that's not going any place is what drives up value, that and free cash flows. So we spend a lot of time on incentive plans that can be used to help reward, retain, and grow the business, and using your key profit centers within your organization to do it, and potentially become successor owners in that vein.
Now, without complicating things for our listeners, what are some of the names of some of those plans that they might want to discuss with you?
I mean, there's all types of stock options, stock ownership. There's split dollar plans, deferred compensation plans, phantom stock plans, rolling bonus strategies that can be used, and a number of them, if they're designed and drafted properly, they'll get the behavioral changes that companies need from that management group to grow free cash flows and ultimately the value of the business and create the dollars that are needed for that generation, especially if it's insiders, to potentially be successor owners.
So they motivate the key employees by giving them a stake in the outcome of what's going on with the business. And then there's the carrot and stick approach, which you stay with the company and help it grow. Great. If you leave, you're going to forfeit some or all of that along the way, because you don't want your key employees to come to your university and learn all of your trade secrets and then go off to your competition at exactly the wrong moment, right?
Or worse yet, become your competition.
Become your, finance your own competition. That's not a good idea. I don't care what business model you look at, that's not a good idea.
So another thing that we do is try and work with companies to develop benefit plans that are owner-centric and key employee-centric to help create and drive non-business related wealth, off-balance sheet wealth for the owners and their best employees. If a company can effectively create enough non-business wealth so that they're not as dependent on the business to support their retirement needs, it opens up a whole cadre of opportunity to buyers, terms, even the price tag of the business. So if we have enough time to work with companies and we focus on benefit plans and that can be structured in the form and fashion, you can get growth, you can get non-balance sheet wealth, and create your own buyer, if you will, either through financial incentives or ownership incentives.
That's a great strategy, great thought, because getting your business ready for transition or sale, even if you're not going to sell tomorrow, is an exercise that's going to pay back in the long run, big time. Maybe in the short run, we don't know, but hopefully at the very least you're going to have a business that's a lot easier to transition, minimize your risk, maximize your take, keep your key employees engaged and involved. It's a very important part, especially for a lot of aging construction owner companies. And with your resources, Len, they can go and find out about protection mechanisms, maybe get better financing terms, and really pull all this together.
Absolutely.
And it's great.
Bill, you're absolutely right. It's a team sport. You need an advisory team that's competent and capable and addressing all the different issues, both soft side and contract, risk management, insurance solutions, wealth management.
Pulling it all together.
Yeah, tax planning. It really needs a concentrated effort. We've got the BEI touts a seven-step exit planning process that we embrace. And we've got some unique tools that we use to help clients, first of all, get their finances in order and get their personal house in order, to understand where their assets are, what retirement looks and feels like. Because the first step in any exit plan is what are the needs and wants of an exiting owner and how much is it going to take to support that retirement lifestyle. And then the second step is how and where are these assets positioned, and have they created enough off-balance sheet wealth? And it's a great starting point. What's their timeline? Is there a gap?
And listeners, this is a multidisciplinary team approach. As Lena said, you're going to involve your tax advisors, your legal advisors, your financial advisors, your operational advisors, but you need someone to develop the playbook and the running order for all of these strategies, or else it's just going to be a free-for-all out there. And this is really where you save money and time by engaging someone. And I love the name of your company, Successful Exit. I hope people don't ask, what do you do? Because it's a great name for a company.
Yeah, it's an LLC. So the acronym is SEL. SEL Corp. This was really kind of developed in tandem to the huge demand for exit planning services.
And a group like this that's been developed over the last 15 years really to address the aging population and their need to have an attractive and well-organized exit plan has grown over the years. There's over 500 professionals, but there's about 125 here at this conference, like Len, who have come here to really sharpen the saw, stay on top of things. So when you're thinking about someone to work with, especially in the construction industry, think of Len Horning, because he's got the resources and the tools, and he's sharpening his saw here. He's building his expertise and his contacts to help you, our hero, the business owners out there. Len, how do our listeners get in touch with you?
Our direct line is 608-662-8744, but there's a whole cadre of resources that we've developed on our website, and it's successfulexit.biz, and everything from family transition issues to business transition issues, and it talks about the seven-step process. Another possible source to help get information is www.thelivingbalancesheet.com. It's an organizational web-based tool that we use extensively in our planning process to help clients get organized, make informed decisions, and do a lot of what-if planning. There's artificial intelligence.
Okay, in case people haven't been writing this stuff down, let's go over the websites we talked about all at once right now, and starting with the resource website.
The ConstructionResourceNetwork.com, www.constructionresourcenetwork.com. The exit planning website we developed is successfulexit.biz, E-I-Z, and our phone number, our direct line is 608-662-8744.
And the living?
The Living Balance Sheet is thelivingbalancesheet.com. It's a 3-minute podcast. And I'd be happy to send I've got a 2-minute intro video that might help people see our role and what we do.
All right, listeners, you have your homework. Hope you'll dig into these sites. Give Len a call. Benefit from his expertise and his contacts and the resources they've put together. Again, especially in that construction industry, these are people that specialize in this area. They speak the language that you speak. So, Len, thanks very much for joining. It's been a real pleasure.
Bill, thank you for having me.
I've been talking with Len Horning of Successful Exit LLC, Madison, Wisconsin. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. So stay with us.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing over 250 top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.